Hi, my name is Troy Jacobson. I'm the head coach of the Jacobson Leadership Academy, where we help leaders optimize their performance. Today, I want to talk about the importance of both giving and receiving feedback and creating a culture where that's easy to do. And the most important thing about feedback is first to create that foundation of trust, because without trust, feedback doesn't have a whole lot of meaning. It can be seen as condescending or just nitpicking even. So it's really important first to establish that foundational layer of trust. And that takes time. It takes effort. It takes building rapport, conversation, communication with your team members. But once you do that, you have that foundation of trust, then feedback really means a lot, because people know it's coming from a good place. It's coming from a place of caring and support and helping elevate performance. If that trust isn't there first, then feedback, again, is seen as more of a negative. But not only is it important to give feedback, but it's important as a leader to be able to receive feedback. And I know that can be hard sometimes. I mean, let's face it, nobody wants to hear about ways that they can improve or things maybe they're not doing to optimal levels. But in order to grow, you need to understand you're not perfect, and there's always an opportunity to grow. And when you trust someone, you respect someone, and they give you honest feedback, it can really help you think about ways to do things differently and improve your skills and abilities in certain areas. So creating this foundation of trust and this feedback loop and this regular rhythm of feedback is just a great way to grow and take your performance to the next level. So I hope that resonated with you and it makes sense. If you have any questions or you would like to learn more about giving and receiving feedback and establishing that foundation of trust, please reach out to me. Otherwise, have a great day.